Morning. We are going to read again the Gemara we read yesterday and go on a little bit before discussing it for several sessions. So Gemara says, Mashiach, what are the six blessings that Mashiach received? Tichtiv, V'nacha ala Ruach Hashem, the Spirit of Hashem will rest upon him. Ruach Chochmah V'na, Ruach Etzag V'ra, Ruach Dat V'ra'at Hashem. A spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and strength, a spirit of knowledge and fear of Hashem. Rashi says those are the six. Chochmah, Bina, Itzag, Bura, Dat, and Yirat Hashem. We saw yesterday that the Rif, Rav Yoshia Pinto, understands Rashi that those are only the six according to Rabbi Alexandri, but not according to Rava. Gemara continues. Uchtiv, Barichol, Yirat Hashem, V'lo l'mar'ei na kishpot, V'lo l'mishma uzno yachiyach. Pasuk says, he will smell with Yiras Hashem. He will not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor by the what he hears with his ears. I'm Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri says, this teaches that he was weighted down like a millstone with mitzvos and suffering. Rava Amar Demorich Vadain. Rava says it means he could smell the truth. According to the Rif's understanding of Rashi, the six blessings are Chochmah, Binah, Etzah, Gvura, Dat, and that he can smell the truth. Yiras Hashem is not one of them. Tichtiv, how do we know that he could smell the truth? Tichtiv, Lo Lomar Ei Inav Yishpot, says he will not judge by the sight of his eyes. B'Shafat B'Tzedek Dalim Ochiach Mishor La Ve'aretz. But it says that he will judge the poor. So how's he, and the downtrodden, so how's he judging, if not with his eyes? Must be with his nose. Bar Kozeva Malach Tartin Shnin Upalga. Bar Kozeva ruled for 2.5 years. Amar Lu L'Rabbanan, Ana Mashiach. He said to the Rabbanan, I am Mashiach. Amrulei, they said to him, Mashiach Tiv Demorach Vadayin. Regarding Mashiach, it says he can smell the truth. Nechze anani morach v'dayin. Let's see if you can smell the truth. Kevin de chaziu de la morach v'dayin katluhu. When they saw that he could not smell the truth, they killed him. That is Gemara. We'll come back more and talk about who was Bar Kozeva, who killed him, more about that. That's not for today, but we will refer to this Gemara today. The first question is understanding this smelling the truth is, are we talking about something supernatural? Or is there some rational, natural explanation for this? So that is something we'll begin to address today and probably continue. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Malachim, actually full name is Hilchot Malachim U'Milchamotehem, the laws of the kings and their wars. It's the very end of the Mishnah Torah. And the Rambam writes, Perek Yud Aleph, HaMelech HaMashiach Atid Lamod Lachzir Machut Beit David Liyoshna. The king, Mashiach, is destined to arise and to return the house of David to its former glory. HaMemshalah Rishana, Liyoshna HaMemshalah Rishana, to its former state of its original kingdom. He will build the Beis HaMikdash. And he will gather in the exiles of Israel. In his time, everything will go back to the way it once was. All the laws will go back to the way they once were. Korbanot will bring korbanos. We will make shmita and yovel the way they're written in the Torah. Today we have shmita, but it's not from the Torah, it's only Drabbanan, and this is the Rambam. I'm going to be reading extensively from the Rambam until further notice. If someone doesn't believe in Mashiach, or doesn't wait for Mashiach to come, he's not only contradicting the other prophets, he's contradicting the Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu. Shrei Torah idalav. The Torah refers to Mashiach. Shenemar v'shav Hashem lokechat shvut chavri chamecha v'shav v'kivetzcha mikol amim. It says Hashem will return And have mercy on you and gather you in from all the nations. If you will be dispersed to the corners of the heavens, from there Hashem will gather you in. From there he will take you. And Hashem will bring you back to this land. These explicit psukim in the Torah encompass everything that all of the Nevi'im said about the days of Mashiach. Af parashat Bil'am ne'amar v'sham nibei v'shnei mashichim. Also in the parasha of Bil'am, he prophesied regarding two Mashiachs. Who are the two Mashiachs? Mashiach Rishon Shu David. The first one was David HaMelech. Shoshai Tisrael Miyad Sarihem, who rescued the Jewish people from their oppressors. Mashiach Acharon Shemod Mibanav Shoshai Tisrael Miyad B'nei Esav. And the last Mashiach, who will come from David HaMelech's descendants and will save the Jewish people from the hands of Esav. Esav is a reference to Europe, to Christianity. V'sham hu omer, arenu v'lo ata. There, by Bilam, it says, I see him, but he is not now. Ze David, this refers to David. Ashurenu v'lo karov. I see, another word for I see him, but he's not close. This refers to Melech HaMashiach. Derach kochav miYaakov, a star came out from Yaakov, took steps from Yaakov, Zed David, become Shevet Yisrael, Zed Melech HaMashiach. Machatz patei Moav, Zed David, v'chein hu mer, v'yachem Moav, v'yim edatim, v'chevel. He goes on and shows different references in the Nevu of Bilam to David HaMelech and to Mashiach. That's a little bit of a tangent. That was Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph. I'm going to skip Halacha Bet. In Halacha Gimel, he says, Al yalel datcha shemelech Mashiach tzirch lasot otot muftim. Don't think for a second that Mashiach has to do wonders. Mechadesh dreim v'olam o mechayim etim, that he's going to make something new in the world, or that he's going to resurrect the dead. Those things that fools say. Don't think that Mashiach's going to come and make big show, that the world's going to be somehow supernatural. No, that's what fools say, the Rambam says. I'll prove it to you it's not so. Eina davar kein. The Rambam says, it's still the Rambam talking. Sherei Rabbi Akiva, Chacham Gadol, Mechachmei Mishnahia. Rabbi Akiva was a great wise man from the sages of the Mishnah. Vehu ayah nosei kilav shel ben Kuziva haMelech. He was the arms bearer of Ben Kuziva, the king, who we just referred to in our Gemara. Okay. We'll have to talk about what does it mean he was an arms bearer. That was Rabbi Akiva out in the battlefield. We'll talk about that another time. And Rabbi Kiva said that Ben Kuziva was the Mashiach. And he and all of the wise men of the generation thought he was Mashiach ad shnei rag ba'avonot, until he was killed because of sins. Once he was killed, it was revealed that he is not Mashiach. We have to reconcile this with our Gemara, which says that the Chachamim killed Ben Kuziba because they saw he wasn't Mashiach. So that's for another time. Also, we will come back to that. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that Chachamim asked Ben Kuziba to do a miracle to prove he was Mashiach. They fell for him. He said he was Mashiach, and they believed him. The Raivad, a contemporary of the Rambam, who has notes interspersed in the Rambam, where he disagrees with the Rambam, sometimes in strong language. He writes here on the words, don't think for a second that Mashiach has to do miracles. He says, Omer Avraham, that was his name, Avram. He always starts his notes with Omer Avraham. Avram says, Velo Ben Kuziba haya Omer ana hu malka Mashiach. Ben Kuziba said, I am Mashiach. V'shalchu chachamim lebadko, and the chachamim sent to check him out, imorach v'adayin, olo, whether he could smell the truth. Kivan delo avid hachi kalu, and since he couldn't smell the truth, they killed him. So what's the Raivad saying? Rambam, you're wrong when you say that Mashiach's going to do everything naturally with no miracles. Look, they rejected Bar Kuziba because he couldn't smell the truth. The Ravid's understanding that smelling the truth refers to some kind of supernatural power. According to the Ravid, that proves the Rambam's wrong. Mashiach will be a supernatural era, not a natural era.
Okay. I thought I got confused in supernatural era or supernatural being.
Or he will behave in a supernatural way. Let's put it that way. It is part of a bigger machlokas of whether the time of Mashiach will be a supernatural era or not. The Rambam says, well, I'll get to it shortly. The Rambam's description of the days of Mashiach, and that's also which we'll talk about. This is sort of a teaser because we're going to talk a little bit about Mashiach, and then we're going to go off onto something totally different until we get to Daf Tzadi Zayin in the Gemara. And then we'll come back and talk about Mashiach more. Tzadi Vav, Tzadi Zayin. So we'll have lots of opportunities to talk about this. But there is a broader machlokes about whether the period of Mashiach will be a natural era or a supernatural era. And the Rambam's position, as we'll see, is that it's everything's natural. And
to get on LOL.
And we'll see right now, the Rambam says that Mashiach is more than a travel agent. Halacha Dalet. Actually, I didn't finish Halacha Gimel. We're going to come back to this Machlokas, Rambam, and Ravid about the significance of smelling the truth. The Rambam himself doesn't mention smelling the truth directly, but hang on. So the Rambam continues, Stone Halacha Gimel, Vikar Dvarim Kachahein. Here's the main point. Shatarazot Ein Chukei HaMishpatei HaMishtanim L'Olam. This Torah will never change, L'Olamei Olamim, forever and ever. Vein Mosifin Alehem V'Lagorim Mehem. We will not add to it and not detract from it. Kol Mosifo Gorea O Shigala Panim V'Tara V'Otzi Dvarim Shamitzot M'Pshutan Or Ezev V'Adai R'Shava V'Korah. Someone who adds or subtracts from the Torah or gives an allegorical interpretation to the mitzvos is a Rasha and an Apikoras. Okay. The Torah will always be what it is now. Dalet. V'im yamod melech mibeit David. If a king will arise from the house of David, hogev b'Torah, he studies Torah, v'osek mitzvot k'David aviv, and he occupies himself with mitzvot like his father David, k'fi Torah shebichtav shebal peh, following the written and oral Torah, v'yakuf kol Yisrael leichba, and he will subdue all of the Jewish people to follow the Torah, which is could be interpreted to suggest that Mashiach will have to use what in Israel today is called kfiyah datit, religious coercion, big political issue in Israel. You know, should we force movie theaters in non-religious neighborhoods to be closed on Shabbos? That kind of thing. So one could, it's not our discussion for now, one could interpret the Rambam as Mashiach will have to do that. We'll have to forcibly close the movie theaters on Shabbos. But there could be other interpretations. Ulchazek bidka, he will strengthen the Torah of Yilachem, Machmat Hashem, who fight the wars of Hashem. Hareze b'chazkat shu Mashiach. So then we accept him as Mashiach. He doesn't have to do signs and wonders. If he did this and succeeded and defeated all the surrounding nations, banam migdash b'mkoma and built the beis migdash, v'kiveis yidchei Yisrael, hareze Mashiach v'day. Then he is surely Mashiach. Another topic we will discuss someday is, according to the Rambam, beis migdash, the Mashiach will build the beis migdash. There are other sources that suggest that the beis migdash will be built before Mashiach comes. The Mashiach will stand on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash to proclaim his arrival. So, obviously, that's also a big political issue. Also, can we go up to Har HaBayis, tear down the Dome of the Rock, and build the Beis HaMikdash? Or do we have to wait for Mashiach? So, according to the Rambam, Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash. But we'll discuss this topic at a future date as well. The straightforward understanding of Shmon Esrei is that the Beis HaMikdash will be built before Mashiach comes. Because we have the bracha of Yerushalayim Yerchav Rachamim Tashuv, should return with mercy to Yerushalayim, your city, and rebuild it. And after that, the bracha of Etzemach David, of the sapling of David, should rise. We have Yerushalayim being rebuilt before Mashiach comes in Shemoneh Esrei. We'll talk about this another time. A lot of interesting things to talk about. V'im lo yitzliach adko, if the person, even if he's from the house of David, does not succeed, or neherag, or he's killed, b'yadur she'eino zeh she'ivticha alav Torah. We know he's not the one the Torah promised. Rehu k'chol malchei beit David ha'shleimim ha'kshirim she'meitu. He's like any other king from the house of David who died. Lo hem mido ha'kadosh baruch hu ela l'nasot bo rabim. Hashem only gave him some success before he died to test our faith. Shenemar mina maskilim yikashlu litzrof b'hem ulvarer l'bein ad eit ketz ki od l'moed. Pasuk says that we'll be tested before the time of the redemption comes. There's a story told. There's a story told of Rav Chaim Brisker. I don't know if it's a true story or not, but he's on a train, sitting next to a priest. And the priest giving him a really hard time. And the priest says to him, how do you know that Yashka was not the Mashiach? And Rav Chaim Brisker says, because the rabbis in his time didn't accept him as Mashiach. So why would I accept him if his own contemporaries didn't accept him? So the priest said, well, the rabbis can make mistakes. Rabbi Akiva thought Bar Kochba was Mashiach, and we've been referring to him as Bar Kuziba. Presumably, he's the same person as Bar Kochba, but we'll discuss that too another time. So the priest said, well, the rabbis can make mistakes. Rabbi Kiva thought Bar Kochba was Mashiach. So Rav Chaim Brisker, or whoever the rabbi in the story was, said to the priest, how do you know he wasn't? So the priest said, because he died. End of story.
Actually, we went to my question.
Yeah.
He said killed. Did he mean died?
Where, right here?
Yeah.
Either way, killed or died. Bar Kuziba, our Gemara implies that the rabbis killed him, and history tells us if he was Bar Kochba, that the Romans killed him. We'll discuss that maybe tomorrow, but in the near future. I haven't decided exactly the order we're going to go in, but in the near future, we're going to talk about that. Then the Rambam continues, and you will not find this in many Rambams. This is an uncensored Rambam. Af Yeshu Anotzri, also Yeshu the Christian, Shedimal Shia Mashiach, who imagined that he was Mashiach, v'nerag b'beitin, and he was killed in Beis Din, Varnit Navevo Daniel. Daniel already prophesied about him. Shedimar b'nei pritzei amcha yinasu l'amid chazon v'nech shalom. It says that there will be those who will break out from your nation to establish prophecy and will stumble. Is there a bigger stumbling block than that? All the prophets said that Mashiach will redeem the Jewish people and rescue them, and bring in the exiles, and strengthen mitzvos. And this one, to the contrary, how many Jews have been killed in the name of Yashka? When people ask me, I try to be absent from work on the day of the holiday party, but when people ask me if I'm coming to the holiday party, sometimes, depends on who it is, I have the guts to say, and you know how many Jews were murdered in the name of your holiday party? Talked in a previous year about serious questions. I'm not a post-sec. You can consult your local Orthodox rabbi, but serious questions about going to a so-called holiday party. No human being can grasp God's thoughts. Kilo darkeinu darchav. Our ways are not his ways. V'lo machshavotenu machshavotav. And our thoughts are not his thoughts. Chol adabrim ha'elu. Shal Yeshu anutzri. V'shal zeh yishmaili. Shaman acharav. Inan ela liyasher hadarach l'merach ha'mashiach. All this stuff with Yeshu anutzri and that Ishmaelite guy, referring to Muhammad, is all paving the way for Mashiach to come. How so? Because they did accomplish something, which was to wean people off of idolatry and to direct people towards God. Not quite right, but it's a step in the right direction. Says, then I will turn all the people to clear language to call to Hashem. I'm going to skip the rest of Perek Yud Aleph. Perek Yud Bet, the Rambam says, again, this is in Hilchos Melachim, this is the very end of the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says, Alya ale al halev should be motu Mashiach yivatel devar min hagosh olam. Don't think that in days of Mashiach, anything will change from its current nature. Or yes, sham chidush maaseh bereshit, or that creation will change. El olam kmin hagosh olam. The world will continue as it is. Vizesh shenemar b'Yishaya begarz avim keves. Famous pasuk, the wolf will live with the sheep. V'namer im gedi yirbatz. And the leopard will lie down with the goat. Mashal v'chida, it's a parable. Inyan hadavar shiyu Yisrael yoshvim levetach im yushe olam ushlim v'zev namer. It's a parable for the Jewish people living in peace with their enemies who are like wolves and leopards. Shemar zev arvot yishadem. He brings a pasuk which refers to the enemies of the Jewish people as wild animals. Similarly, anything else written about Mashiach that sounds supernatural is just a parable. Presumably, that would include our Gemara, that Mashiach can smell the truth. Don't ask me what they're parables for. When Mashiach comes, we'll know. The Rambam goes on and he says about lots of things having to do with Mashiach. Some people say Eliyahu HaNavi will come before Mashiach. Some people say other things, he says. These types of things, nobody knows what they'll be like until they happen. When they happen, you have questions about what's days of Mashiach going to be like? In what order will things unfold? Will Eliyahu HaNavi come before Mashiach? Don't worry about it. When it happens, it'll happen. It really makes zero difference for our halachic observance, what it means. Anything in the prophets that sounds supernatural, it's a parable. Don't ask me what it's a parable for. When the time comes, we'll know. So, example, which is what Yitzi was alluding to before, the pasuk says, I will take you on the wings of eagles. What are the wings of eagles? When the time comes. So today, we think we know. We may be right, we may not. We don't know if Mashiach comes tomorrow, then they'll probably, or today, there'll probably be airplanes. But if Mashiach doesn't come for another 100 years, who knows what Elon Musk will have invented by then to take us. I mean, we don't know, right? But it's a parable for something. We're not going to Israel on the wings of eagles. When the time comes, then we'll find out what it is. That's what he's saying. The Rambam says, Halacha Gimel, Perek Yud Bet Halacha Gimel, in the days of Mashiach, when his kingdom is established and the Jewish people are gathered around him, then he will clarify everyone's genealogy with his Ruach HaKodesh, which will rest on him. It says that he will sit and refine and purify. And he'll say, this one is a good Kohen, this one's a good Levi, pure Kohen, pure Levi, this one has imperfect pedigree, and so on. And he will do all of that with Ruach HaKodesh. So some learn, I saw a passing reference to, for example, I think it was Lubavitcher Rebbe, who understands this Rambam as referring to our Gemara, of smelling the truth, because it says that he's going to establish these pedigrees with Ruach HaKodesh, with divine spirit. Not the way it would be done halachically. Cohen wanted to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. He would go to the Sanhedrin, present his family tree, and they would say, yes, you can serve in the Beis HaMikdash. No, you can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rambam is saying that in the future, this process will be done with Ruach HaKodesh, not with a legal process. So some learn, again, I think it was Lubavitcher Rebbe, among others, that's a reference to our Gemara of Mashiach smelling the truth. But the Rambam doesn't refer to our Gemara. It doesn't explicitly refer to our Gemara. And we saw that the Ravid argues with the Rambam's entire description of the days of Mashiach as being a natural time because of our Gemara. that says Mashiach can smell the truth, and Bar Kuziba was rejected because he couldn't smell the truth. The Ravid seems to understand that that's referring to something supernatural. We'll see a number of different explanations in the coming days about this concept of smelling the truth. One explanation, which gives it a very natural explanation, consistent with the Rambam. Rabbi Avigdor Miller in a sefer called Toras Avigdor, Volume 2, page Chavav. He refers to Mishnah Pirkei Avos, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told his students, go out and see what is the best way, best path that a person should choose. And each one came back, five students, they came back with five different suggestions. Chaver Tov, a good friend, Shachein Tov, a good neighbor. And one of them, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, said Lev Tov, a good heart. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I like that way best. Incidentally, I didn't plan it this way, but today is Lev LaOmer, the 32nd day of the Omer. The matria of Lev, heart, is 32. It's a little bit of a Yom Tov in my family. One of my children, as an infant, had open heart surgery, and the day that he came home from the hospital was Lev LaOmer. So this fits in well. This very same piece from Rabbi Victor Miller also provides a very nice Dvar Torah for a bris that I will be going to a little later. Rav Miller asks, how is a Lev Tov a way? Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, go choose a good way that a person should go. And Rav Elazar ben Arach said, have a good heart. How is that a way to go? So he explains, and the editor here in the footnote brings some sources. Miller himself doesn't bring a source for this, but the editor in footnotes brings some sources that Lev Tov is referring to Seichel, to intelligence, and particularly Das Torah, Torah intelligence, to a specific way of Torah thinking. He explains that we find many times, find in Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, Rambam, you find sometimes Rambam says, Nira li, it appears to me, or Libi Omer li, my heart tells me. Sometimes, we mentioned this last week too, sometimes rabbis can paskin halacha without a source. They just have a intuitive knowledge of what the Torah wants from us. And he explains that that's what the Gemara is referring to as smelling the truth. Such Mashiach will have such a finely honed understanding of what the Torah wants from us that he will sense what the Torah wants without a source. He won't need to open up the Shulchan Aruch. There are many halachas that aren't in the Shulchan Aruch. And we have Shilas and Shuvos. Over the generations, rabbis received letters and wrote responses and with sources. The Gemara says this, I interpret it this way. Shulchan Aruch says this, I interpret it that way. And I arrive at a halacha for this new situation you're asking. Mashiach won't need to do that. He will just have such a finely honed understanding of Torah, it will fill him up with a spirit of understanding of what the Torah is. Rav Miller says, don't think this is only Mashiach. Mashiach will perfect that and have it down pat. But this is something that everybody is expected to do. He quotes this famous Ramban on Pasuk, says there are two similar Pasukim in different places in Sefer Dvarim. Vasita yashar vatov, vasita tov vayashar. You should do what is good and right in the eyes of Hashem. Ramban, not the Rambam, but the Ramban, on that Pasuk says, there are many things the Torah doesn't tell us. The Torah doesn't say visit the sick. The Torah doesn't say bury the dead. The Torah doesn't describe most of the acts of kindness that we take for granted that a person should do. The Torah says, "V'havta l'recha kamocha," love your fellow as yourself. "Lo tikom v'lo titor," don't take revenge, don't bear a grudge. From these types of mitzvos, I am expected to understand what God wants from me. Now, Rav Miller points out, not everybody is capable, everybody should be capable of doing that. Nowadays, not everybody is capable of doing that. We need to consult with you know, the local Orthodox rabbi and the Gemara and the sages of the generations to tell us what the Torah wants from us. And sometimes, unfortunately, today people do things in the name of what they think the Torah wants from them, which is not what the Torah wants from them. But that ability for me to practice what the Ramban is talking about, that is this very same sense that the Gemara is referring to, according to Miller, of smelling the truth. I should be able, in theory, I should be able to read the Torah, see how the Chachamim have interpreted the Torah, and divine from that other thing.
Intuitively.
Yeah, ideally. We're not on that level, but ideally, correct. He also brings, Rav Miller also brings Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, one of the people on the boundary of the period of the Gaonim to the Rishonim, the very around the year 900, 1000, who asks, we find people before the Torah was given punished for sins. For example, Yehuda's sons, Er and Onan, were punished, as described in Parshas Vayeshev. Why? Where did the Torah say that they shouldn't do what they did? Certainly not before the Torah was given. So why were they punished? So Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon says that even without the Torah, Torah is intuitive or something that can be sensed. And we find that in our world, sometimes when the Gemara says, Gemara is talking about something, the Gemara says, is this a pasuk or is this logic? What do you mean? If the Torah told it to me, why am I talking about logic? Because there is something called Torah logic, which a person, in theory, could know without the Torah. And that's what we call a svara. For example, hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. If I have a monetary claim against you, I have the burden of proof. If you have the money and I want it, I have the burden of proof. Where does it say that in the Torah? That is an absolute Torah law, not written anywhere in the Torah. It's just logical. And there's Torah comes along with common sense and with intuition. Again, it's not for each of us individually to intuit because we're not on such a level. But that, according to Rav Miller, is what the Gemara is referring to when it talks about Mashiach smelling the truth. Have a good day.